Hey everybody, are zombie-like raccoons taking over the world? It's just such a silly and stupid question to ask. But that's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome to Josh Peck Disclosure here on YouTube and also joshpeckdisclosure.com. That is the website to go to. And if you could, click on that donate button and help us out. That would be greatly appreciated. You know, of course, we look at stories through a Christian / conservative perspective. We try to promote Jesus as much as we can. We spread the gospel. We tell everybody that we can about Jesus. We just did a whole live stream that was about 2 hours long, which started out just talking about Yellowstone and new technology coming up, but it turned out to be so much more than that. And so we appreciate your support. If you could go to joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate, help us out, because you're not only investing in yourself, you're investing in the community. And I put my own money into this too. So if we all come together as a community, we can build something amazing. Now, some of this, okay. We live in a world where you have to be really careful about the headlines that you choose to, read, I should say. I was going to say click on, but actually clicking on is the right way to go. So usually people will share a headline. They'll share a link because they see the headline and they think it's enticing, and but they don't actually click on the link. They don't read the article. So this is very easy to be misconstrued as some weird apocalyptic raccoon Armageddon type of thing. Because the headline, this is from CBS News, so if, you know, of course, you can have your own judgments there. But the headline is literally, zombie-like raccoons, police probe calls about raccoons acting strangely in daytime. Now notice this, you always want to watch where the scare quotes are. Because it's zombie-like raccoons. All right, so the whole zombie-like, in the headline, it has that as quotes. You want to be careful with that, because in a headline, when you see quotes, it's pretty much, don't believe this. That's pretty much what it's saying. Don't believe what are in these quotes. It's their way, it's CBS News, it's everybody who reports like that, it's their way of kind of covering their own behind. It's their way of saying, like, if we get enough flack for this, we can say, well, we put it in quotes, you know, we're quoting somebody else who said that. We're not saying that. You know, that's their way of saying it. But they say, zombie-like raccoons, police probe calls about raccoons acting strangely in daytime. So we gotta be really careful about what we share. And listen, I shared this, and I shared this without any commentary. I did not write a post. I just clicked share now on Facebook because I was interested. I just wanted to know what people would say. And immediately it was like, I think it was the first comment, actually. The first comment was saying, it's fake news. It's over exaggerating. It's just this thing that it is. So let's talk about this. So this is what the article says. It says police are investigating reports of zombie-like, again in quotes, zombie-like raccoons in Northeast Ohio. CBS affiliate WKBN-TV reports that Youngstown police have received more than a dozen calls in the past 3 weeks about raccoons acting strangely in the daytime. Photographer Robert Cogshaw said that he was playing with his dogs outside his home last week when a raccoon approached them. He put the dogs back in the house and said the raccoon followed him to the door. Quote, he would stand up on his hind legs, which I've never seen a raccoon do before. Just, I'm interjecting in this quote here. I have seen raccoons do that. You know, I had a trailer. This is like the demonic haunted trailer for people who have followed me for long enough. That trailer was in Heartland, Michigan, and there were a ton of raccoons all over the place. They did this stuff all the time. But, okay, so let's continue with the quote. He says he's never seen a raccoon do that before. And he would show his teeth, and then he would fall over backward and go almost into a comatose condition, end quote. Now, I will say I have not seen a raccoon do that, the last half of that. But anyway, continuing on, Cogshaw said, WKBN-TV reported, That raccoon and 14 others that police responded were euthanized. The state's Department of Natural Resources said the animals were likely suffering from distemper, not rabies. The viral disease causing coughing, tremors, and seizures and leads raccoons to lose their fear of humans. Authorities are asking residents to report raccoons behaving unusually to their local police station. So, of course, this is one of those things that is reported as being something sensational, and it's not. It says at the very, and it's the very last line. Now, In case you're not familiar, in journalism, there's this rule of the upside-down pyramid. I'm not sure if you've heard of this. Probably some of you have. But you put the most it's supposed to be you put the most important things at the very top. And then you whittle down to the least important things at the bottom. What it's become, and that's what journalism should be. What it's become is you put the most sensational thing on the top, and then you whittle down to, I guess, the truth. Because the very last line here is, second to last paragraphs, likely suffering from distemper, not rabies. Okay, so now how effective would this article have been if it said, raccoons suffering from distemper are, I don't know, harassing one person somewhere? You know, I don't know. That headline just would never, but if you put zombie in the title, because now we live in a world of AI and algorithms, if you put zombie and then police, strangely, you know, now it's in the daytime even, if you put all these keywords, then you're going to get something, and that's all it is. So we got to be really careful about how we treat our headlines that we click on and we share, because there are, again, the very first person that commented when I shared this said, well, last line says it's distemperment, or second to last, you know, whatever, says it's distemperment. This is fake news. And yeah, absolutely. In a sense, if you just go based on the headline, you would think that there are zombie raccoons attacking people, you know, but that's not what's going on. So it's important to click on it, read the article, see what's going on. Probably not really worth sharing anywhere. But the reason I'm doing a whole video on this is because it's important to show just how desperate the mainstream media has become. I mean, seriously, they really messed themselves over with the whole election deal, where a lot of mainstream media now, they have to resort to headlines like zombie-like raccoons and scare quotes just to get people to click on it. Because in this whole recent election, everyone was anti-Trump. But, well, more than half the country is pro-Trump. So, I shouldn't even say pro-Trump. You know, pro-Trump has kind of been a term that just today just means conservative. You know, a lot of people, there are plenty of people who are anti-Trump, but they're conservative. A lot of people, more than half the country, holds to conservative values. I should say it that way. And the mainstream media is not catching up with that very well. There's a few outlets who are, but you know, by and large, the mainstream media is not dealing with that well. So they have to resort to headlines like this. They have to resort to scare quotes. They have to resort to scare quotes. They have to resort to keywords like zombie, because believe me, the only reason they put zombie in there is because The Walking Dead is such a big show. And that's the only reason that they would use a keyword like that. Police, even, because we have constantly stories of police brutality, supposedly. It calls about raccoons acting strangely in daytime, because pretty much everybody knows they're nocturnal animals. It is not a story. It's not anything. You know, so you look at the second to last paragraph in the whole story and you realize it's not anything. So, yeah, it's just, it's, if anything else, it's a commentary on how far the mainstream media has to go now, because they've decided to alienate more than half of their audience. And they have not compensated. Instead, they've doubled down, and now they got to release stories like this. So we as Christians, we should be paying attention to this, and we should realize that, all right, anytime we see a sensational headline, especially if it's from any mainstream media source, then we need to be cautious. We need to read the article. We need to think critically. We need to think objectively. Where's the objective evidence? We need to think of those sorts of things before we decide to share. And again, the only reason that I shared it is because I wanted to see if my audience was going to pick up on this, and they did. The absolute first person that saw it knew exactly what it was. And so, you know, I applaud them. And thank you all for following me. But this is a good example of what we have to deal with nowadays. So anyway, all that being said, if you have not had a chance to do so, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. You get a whole bunch of free videos, free podcasts, free everything in the world. And if you would like to, you're not obligated to. I'm not forcing you. I'm not pushing you. But I am asking. I am asking because I'm not prideful. I am asking if you would like to. Click on the donate button. Help out the channel. Help out the community. Let's help spread the message of Jesus. Let's help spread the gospel of Jesus. I've done that plenty of times on this channel, and I'm going to continue to do so, and I really don't care what YouTube thinks about it. Jesus is awesome. He is our only way to the Father. He is our only way to God. So if you believe that too, even if you can't donate money, I've certainly been there. That's fine. You can donate your time. You can share this video with your friends. You can get a conversation going. You can talk to your friends about misleading headlines in today's mainstream media. You can talk about how the Bible does not have misleading headlines. It just tells you this is exactly what happened. And then it's backed up by centuries of historical evidence and apologetics in that field. A good place to start, if people want to know, is Lee Strobel, Case for Christ. Look that up first. That's a good place to start, in my opinion. There's probably other really good places, and I'd be interested to hear those. So leave me a comment in the comment section below. Donate if you can. That would be great. JoshPeckDisclosure.com is that website again. And until next time, take care and God bless.